This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. And one of those great companies, of course, is with us today, our good friend Kyle Odell from Odell, Winkfield, Roseman, and Ship. You can check out their website, owrsfirm.com. Kyle's number for a free consultation, 303-780-7350. Kyle, welcome. How are you, sir?
Doing great, Scott.
Another weekend behind us?
Yes, sir.
Another.
Yes, sir.
Poor Bronco showing. Wow.
You got to cover a tight end. When he has the third best receiving game by a tight end in NFL history by halftime, you've got some issues.
And so, a quarterback that was on a practice squad just a few weeks ago, right?
Who no one had heard of.
Right.
Right. Most people still haven't heard of him.
Sure.
Right. Yeah. Man. Yeah. You've got one guy earning $500,000 a year, another guy earning $14 million a year, and you would think the guy $14 million a year is going to outduel the other one, but no.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I think
a little frustrating.
Our playoff schedule is going to be free, I think.
We have three games left in our playoffs. Yeah. Three left. So, yeah. And we'll see where that puts us for the draft here coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, it's Odell, Winkfield, Roseman, and Ship. Their website, owrsfirm.com. And, I guess the stock market has been in the news of late.
It has. For, you know, we're running on 2.5 months now of, you know, having some rocky times in the market. And, you know, it's tough. You know, last week, on Tuesday last week, the market dropped about 3%. You know, again, it's been pretty rocky here coming up, you know, over the last couple months. So, you know, uncertainty, you know, over this country's economic dealings with China, you know, clearly is, you know, the cause of this confusion, you know, for investors and the concern and so forth. And so, you know, investors, you know, their hopes kind of perked up a little bit last weekend when, you know, it was reported that a new trade deal had been reached with China and the United States. But then over the weekend, both countries agreed to hold off on imposing tariffs on one another. And so you're getting conflicting statements. And then, you know, Trump tweeted some things out, you know, that he hopes to not, you know, impose tariffs and so forth. And that he hoped that, you know, both sides could, you know, really start to move forward on a deal. So, you know, what caused the market to have some anxiety and caused it to drop again was that deal wasn't hard and in stone and in place.
Yeah.
And that's really what did it. And so, you know, we're looking for China and the U.S. to work that deal out and to stop imposing these tariffs on each other and hopefully move forward. And so the great thing is with all this is over the years, I mean, the U.S. has tried to impose tariffs in the past. President Bush 43 did it, you know, but China never reacted. And we didn't get anything out of them. And now they have reacted. They have come to the table and talked and so forth. So we're getting further with them than we ever have in the past. So hopefully they can come to a resolution here.
Sure. So, you know, you've been doing this a long time. I mean, what is it that when we see the media blow it out where, boy, you know, the market has done a big decline. What are some of the main causes of that and what freaks out everybody all over the world, so to speak?
You know, there are a lot of things that go into it nowadays, Scott. You know, with a big piece of it is that you have people that are active traders, and then you have the robots, the bots out there that trade on emotions and headlines in the news. They're literally formulas, algorithms is what they are, algorithms that are built in computer simulations, computer programs that all they do is monitor the headlines on Fox News, CNN, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Post, all these different websites. You have algorithms that actually look for headlines. Mm-hmm. And if those headlines tend to be negative, if that's what's showing up, then those algorithms will cause those trading platforms to sell. So, I mean, you don't even have a person involved.
Right.
So when you have things going on in the market, if those algorithms are seeing negative things, they're automatically going to sell, and they do it through ETFs, which you can sell, meaning that you can use an ETF. An ETF is basically a mutual fund. But an ETF, you can move in and out of the market midday, whereas a mutual fund, when you go to sell, that it doesn't settle until the end of the market day. Mm-hmm. You can't get in or out in the middle of the day. So you have all these algorithms moving in and out of the market depending on what's going on, and you have traders doing the same thing. And so our market fluctuates. It's more volatile than it was 20 years ago and 30 years ago because you just didn't have those trading platforms. And so any little thing in the market, those platforms are looking for any little thing, positive or negative, in the market to buy or sell. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna see more and more of that moving forward, unfortunately. I think it's hard for the SEC or FINRA to step in and do something. They've talked about regulating that in some way, but I don't know that they can. So, I think we're going to see more and more volatility as we continue to move forward down the road.
Right. You know, Trump keeps everybody pretty nervous, no matter. And the guy's done some great things. I mean, he really has the economy. I mean, you look at the jobs are good and all that kind of thing. But sometimes no matter what he does, he'll end up tweeting some things that get people fired up too and all that. Yep. So, I mean, what happens if, do you think, Trump will be able to get some kind of solid deal done? Will that stabilize the market?
If he can get a deal done with China where they actually act upon that deal, then so we go back to those trading algorithms and everything. That's a positive situation. We would at least see a positive uptick in the market, I believe. Now, how long will that, sustain itself?
Mm-hmm.
Will that take us back up into the green? Let's say hypothetically they were able to get that done today. Well, right now we're in the red on the, for the year, we're negative. Would that take us up into the green? Would that take us back up to, 10% on the positive side of where we were by the end of September? Would it do that? It may. It may not. But I think it would be a great sign for our economy and for our U.S. businesses. I think it'd be just fantastic, if he were able to get something done. Because one of the things that, has finally been recognized, and other countries are finally coming to the table and saying, look, we've had enough of China forcing us to give them our patents and all the information, and imposing these tariffs. So one of the positives out of all this is that it's not just the U.S. coming to the table and saying we've had enough. Other countries are stepping up and doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a great positive. And if we can actually get something in writing and get China to act, I think that would be a great positive. At the end of the day, when I look at things, I guess from a political perspective, no matter who's in office, I always look at the, situation of our country's been safe for the last 2 years.
Right.
Our economy has moved forward. We do have a debt problem. Our deficit is going in the mm-hmm. wrong direction. But overall, the health of our economy is in a decent situation, and he's kept our country safe. And, we've always got some battles out there, but we're not officially at war, if you will.
Right.
So I think that's a great situation.
Right. Kyle Odell is our guest. Once again, it's Odell, Winkfield, Roseman & Chip, owrsfirm.com. Kyle offers a free consultation. All you have to do is mention you heard him here on Haystack Help Radio, 303-780-7350. When your phone rings and these things, and I know you keep your clients you're in touch with them, so mm-hmm. Your phone doesn't. You don't get 100 phone calls a day when things go wrong because people know you. But how do you get that person that maybe is alarmed with the way things are going? I mean, mm-hmm. what are those conversations like?
Yeah, it's a great question, Scott. Last week, I think we just had one phone call in our office, and it was from a client that, she was just calling to double check and just make sure. She called up and said, hey, Kyle, I just want to make sure that, because with our clients, our focus at this point, what we do, we have money managers that manage money defensively, looking to avoid the big drops in the market. And they've had our clients in a defensive position for the most part since the end of October. You know, we've in a defensive position means that, you know, we've been in money market accounts or something that's out of the market so that, you know, we're not having to have these fluctuations. So we had one phone call in our office last week and she was just calling to verify just, hey, Kyle, we're out of the market, right? We're not, you know, we're not in. And it was literally a 45-second phone call and and that was it. And Mary was happy and Merry Christmas. So that was it. You know, no one can time the market. No one knows, you know, how the market's going to fluctuate and go up and down and so forth. So what we have are, you know, again, we have money managers that have their own algorithms that monitor the market. And what they're working to do is just simply avoid the big drops in the market.
Right.
The little ups and downs every day, no one can see that happen. We're just trying to avoid the big drops. You know, if we go back to 2000 through 2002, that was a 50% drop in the market. The 08 recession, that time period, that was another 50% drop in the market. We just want to avoid those if we can. That, you know, no guarantees on that part with some of our money management. Now, some of our money management does have guarantees in it where, you know, my clients are sleeping really well at night knowing that some of their money is completely protected. It's safeguarded. But yeah, you know, it's simply working to avoid the big drops. Most of the clients that we work with, they're going to be in a great position during retirement as long as it doesn't get messed up.
Sure.
And my job is to do my best to help them to safeguard those assets and protect them so that they're there for them when they need them.
Well, we've said this for almost 2 years now with you on the show. I mean, a lot of people, everybody wants to make money. That's always a great feeling.
Yep.
But man, losing a boatload of money is a sick feeling, and that's what you want to help guard against.
That's right. That's right. You know, it's you know, let's say the Broncos would have won yesterday. You know, let's say we would have won an ugly game, 17-14 or something. A win's a win, right? But a loss stings.
Yep.
That hurts, and it's frustrating. And so, same thing with your finances. You know, I'll compare my rates of return, how our money managers have performed over the years. I'll, you know, put those up against anyone. So just because we take a defensive approach doesn't mean we're giving up that upside. But the key is if you can avoid that big drop on the downside, that over time, you're probably going to come out ahead of anybody that actually does do a good job of hitting those home runs in certain years and things, which our money managers, you know, they've actually got a good track record of doing. But the big key is avoid the losses. You know, Warren Buffett said, you know, he's got two rules for money for investing money. Rule number one, don't lose money. Rule number two, don't forget the first rule. And we do our best to apply that to our clients.
Right. A few weeks ago, we did some shows on 401k and got some good response there. And you've got a 401k optimizer. And so explain that a little bit, and then you're going to give us a little offer here.
Yeah. So any of our listeners, we've got a program. You know, when it comes to 401ks, what I find is most people, when it comes to investing in your 401k at work. Now, you know, if you have let's say you're a teacher or you work at a hospital, you may not have a 401k. You have a 403b or a 457. Or if you work for the government, maybe you have a TSP. They're all the same. So what we have is we have a program called a 401k optimizer. And what it does is it just coaches you. Everything stays the same. If you've got your 401k at Fidelity or Schwab or Vanguard or whomever, everything stays there. No changes to it. We have a program, though, that coaches you along. It tells you how to invest in that 401k. It tells you which investments to pick. And then whenever the market gets a little wonky and looking crazy, that program is designed to tell you to move everything in your 401k to a safe spot inside that 401k. Most 401ks have a money market account or an income fund or something that's fairly stable. So it will tell you to move to a safe position. You know, it's designed to do that. And then it's designed to tell you to move back in when things are looking a little better. So we'll give a couple of those away today for people that want to call our office. They can call and ask. Rebecca will be probably the person that picks up the phone. She's our receptionist, and we can give a couple of those away. All we need are just your name and email address, and we'll send that out to you, and you can sign up for it. It takes 5 minutes. There's no cost. There's no obligation. I don't really have any benefit to it. It's a great program to help you to safeguard those assets from large market drops.
All right. Sounds like a great value for you. 303-780-7350. Just call and mention. You just heard Kyle here on Haystack Help Radio, and they'll get you that 401k optimizer. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Listen, I've trusted my pets to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for over 11 years, and you can too. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Whether your furry friend needs a checkup, advanced medical care surgery, boarding, grooming, obedience training, food, care products, or hey, just toys, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. Open 7 days a week for your convenience, and they're located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. Learn more at LoneTreeVet.com or give them a call, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Tell them Scott sent you.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse...
Watch it! Watch out!
During the moments of a serious accident, you aren't thinking about who is at fault.
Oh no. What if I never see my family again?
You're not thinking about hospital bills or insurance claims.
What if I never hear my wife say I love you again?
Quick, quick! Open your Christmas gift.
And you're not thinking about police reports or who your lawyer should be.
I never thought this would happen to me.
In the split second while you're in a car accident, you are only thinking about the most important things in life.
Is everyone okay?
After you've been in an accident, call the law offices of Flesh and Beck at 303-806-8886. They'll help to determine who is at fault, what to tell the insurance company, and who will help pay your hospital bills so you can get back to thinking about the important things.
Merry Christmas to all. I love you all so much.
That's the law offices of Flesh and Beck, 303-806-8886.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
And we are back. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley. If you're just turning on the radio or getting in your car, Kyle Odell is with us. Odell, Winkfield, Roseman, and Ship, OWRSfirm.com. Kyle's just kind enough in our last segment to give away a couple of these 401k optimizers. All you have to do is call his office, let him know you heard him here on Haystack Help Radio. All they need is your email. And you know, Kyle, just tell them how to kind of sign up for it. But really, there's no obligation, like you said, nothing.
No, we
no strings attached, as we say.
No strings attached. Nope. This is straightforward and simple. So we'll email out the instructions to have that program. It's just it's a coach to help you to move along with your 401k. It coaches you on how to invest in that 401k and tells you when the market really gets wonky to move to a safer spot in your 401k. So it's a great program. We'll email out the instructions for it and tell you which website to go to and give you a coupon code so it's free for you. And that's it.
Right.
It's a great program.
Good deal. So we're talking about the market and the drops and all the different things. And then, of course, Kyle and his team's philosophy on protecting your money. Oil prices, how much does that affect a lot?
You know, oil prices certainly do. You know, when we're looking at things, you know, overall with you know, how the market, you know, moves along and so forth, you know, it's funny how, you know, I think it was Proposition 112 here in Colorado, how that was shut down, but then, which is a positive for the oil industry, and then oil prices dropped right after that, you know, which was kind of weird. So, you know, all kinds of funky things happen. But, you know, investors, you know, when we're looking at just our global economy, you know, that lingering trade dispute between the U.S. and China, it's, you know, really deepened investors' worries that the prospects for a global economic and corporate earnings growth could be dimming, that those could be slowing down and so forth. So traders, you know, they're continuing to shovel money into bonds. It's, you know, it's a signal that they see weakness in the economy ahead. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 2.85% from 2.9 last Tuesday, which is a large move. Oil prices fell sharply as traders appeared to doubt, you know, that an expected production cut by OPEC would be enough to boost the price of crude. But, you know, technology companies, banks, and healthcare stocks took some of the heaviest losses in the latest wave of selling, and worries about the international trade picture clearly spread across all sectors of the economy. It's affected everything. So, you know, I don't think anything is safe in terms of the sectors of the economy right now. You have a lot of different sectors, such as the healthcare sector and the financial sector and technology and so forth. And all those have taken a hit the last couple months. Energy, which is where oil resides, that sector, that's taken a hit. So, yeah, it's been a tough spot. You know, hopefully here at some point, our money managers will feel better about the market and look at moving back in. And can't wait for that day for where, you know, we can move back in. That may happen today. That may happen in 6 months, you know, but that's why we have the money managers that we have. We leave that up to them.
Right. And then, you know, recently in the news, General Motors announced they were doing some plant closings and 18,000 jobs cut.
That's a big number.
Yeah, especially if you're one of those.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the auto business, you know, they're still in a state of flux due to right-sizing and the continuing desire, you know, of buyers for SUVs rather than traditional cars. GM has already announced major cuts, and Ford is expected to follow suit and do the same thing. So like the rest of the economy, the car business is deeply linked to the evolving U.S.-China trade policies. GM chairman and CEO, Mary Barr, she said the recent cuts will reduce salaried and contract staff by 15% over at GM. You know, that's a huge hit. You know, we've got an office up in Detroit. I'm up there a lot, you know, and they've really bounced back from the recession. And you know, it's sad to see those layoffs, you know, hitting that economy up there. She says these actions will increase the long-term profit and cash generation potential for the company. You know, and they're coming off of a $2 billion profit just in the third quarter. So it's not like they're hurting.
Sure.
Right? You know, they're reorganizing, you know, for the future here. So, you know, and Ford apparently agrees. Industry insiders expect the approaching Ford cuts will look a lot like those that have been instituted by GM. So all automakers are keeping a close eye on these China tariffs, and China lowered tariffs to 15%, down from 25% in July. So, you know, that part is good. It then hiked tariffs back to 40% in retaliation for Trump's tariff policies. So it's going to be interesting to see where these tariffs end up at the conclusion of these negotiations. And hopefully, you know, I think China's economy is in such a weak, you know, an unstable position that, and with all the other countries around the world kind of standing up also saying we've had enough of these tariffs in China, that they've got to do something.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we can keep the pressure on them and get them to act.
Right, right. A few more minutes left here in our segment today. You know, as you sit down with new clients and all, do most people that come into you, have they worked with some kind of financial planning service, we'll just call it, in the past, or have most people tried to do it on their own and they realize, hey, I'm just not doing too good at this,
sure,
and I just want to, you know, do better at it. I mean, what's the background of most clients?
You know, I'd say probably that, you know, 2/3 of the people that come see us have an advisor, or, you know, have worked with an advisor. Maybe 1/3 haven't. They've always tried to do it on their own. You know, but the ones that haven't worked with an advisor have not. You know, I think they've come to the realization, which I had a phone call with a gentleman this morning, who came in and, you know, we prepared a plan for him. You know, he paid us just a flat fee to create a plan so that he could continue to do things on his own. And, you know, but he said at the end of the phone call, he said, boy, this Kyle, you know, we charged him a flat $1,500 fee. And, you know, and he said, boy, Kyle, you know, you told me at the beginning that if I wasn't satisfied, I wouldn't have to pay the fee, but you've saved me more than $1,500 here. He was very excited about everything that we put together for him, and created a plan for him so that he could, you know, continue to manage things on his own. So we do have some clients that do that. Most clients come on board and move assets over to us because they realize, you know, it's just too much to manage, trying to figure out tax implications and how and when to file for Social Security and just all the moving parts. There's a lot to it. And so, you know, and then they also realize that, boy, you know, when I get into my 70s and 80s, I don't want to be doing this.
Exactly.
And I may not be able to manage this. Mm-hmm. So I want to start a relationship with someone that I can build that trust and that relationship with, that I can eventually hand this over to. Or let's say I've got a husband and wife and one of them primarily handles the finances. They want to know that, you know, if and a lot of times it's the guy in the relationship. So if something happens to him, that, you know, they can turn this over to someone that, because maybe the wife, this or the whoever it is in the relationship, the spouse just doesn't want to handle that side of things.
Sure.
And they want to have a relationship with someone that can. And so that's where we come into play. You know, it ultimately at the end of the day, it comes down to, can I serve you? Can I help you? Can I put you in a better position? Is what we do better than what you're currently doing?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I can stack that up all day long to show that we can add value there.
Yeah, and I just started saying that was my next point. Another way you can add value is you're saying, hey, look, maybe you think everything's going great. Just get a second opinion.
Yep.
And that fiduciary side of your business, if you look at everything and they're in good shape, that's what you can tell them.
Absolutely. So I have that conversation every day with clients where I will tell them, you know, look, here are one or two or three things that you are doing well that I like. Keep doing this. Let's not make any changes here that, you know, maybe you have some stocks or some investments or some annuities or whatever it may be that are, you know, are having a positive impact for you or will have a positive impact for you. And let's not make any changes there. Mm-hmm. But then here are a couple, two, three, four places where we can make an adjustment. And let's look at it and let's see what kind of impact that's going to have. And we can see the actual numbers and what that's going to look like. And we'll have that conversation. So we have both those conversations. My job, like I said, at the end of the day is, can I add value to you and your situation? Can I improve it? And that's what we're trying to figure out.
Give him a call, 303-780-7350, owrsfirm.com. I'm not sure if we gave away a couple of 401k optimizers yet, but you can call Kyle's office and see. And that is a great tool for you if you've got a 401k. And again, it's absolutely free, no strings attached. All they need is your email, and they will get that to you. So, Kyle, thanks for all the great information.
Thanks, Scott.
All right, we'll talk to you next week. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Let me tell you about one of my favorite stores, The Outdoorsman's Attic, a consignment store for all of your adventure outdoor gear. Hunting, fishing, camping, kayaks, live bait, survival gear, backpacks, sleeping bags, firearms, and ammo. Save 20, 30, 40, and even 50% on new and pre-owned items at The Outdoorsman's Attic. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and save up to 20% on your purchase. This offer excludes firearms and ammo. Never pay retail again. Big savings and friendly service is what you'll find at The Outdoorsman's Attic. Located at 2650 West Hamden Avenue in Sheridan. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Check them out, outdoorsmansattic.com.
Why are seniors obtaining a reverse mortgage? No mortgage payments, of course. Hello, this is Steve Hurley with Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. You can live in your home for as long as you wish. It is your home. It's your money. So call me, Steve Hurley, at AIM, 720-895-0500. Let's discuss your options. No pressure, just education via information. NMLS number 243200, regulated by DORA, an equal opportunity lender.
Tired of walking into your local gun store and seeing the same old thing? Hey, let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. You'll find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. Rampart Firearms is also a great stop for all of your hunting and shooting needs. Shotgun, rifle, or pistol, from predator hunting to your next big game trip, Rampart Firearms is located in Douglas County at the foot of the Rockies, just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe in Sedalia. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, and hey, you'll only pay 4% tax on your purchase. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Or visit them at rampartfirearms.com.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
And we are back. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Whatley, now joined along with Marie Christine in studio. How was your weekend?
It was good, but I overate.
You overate. Well, that's what we're going to talk about.
Donuts. A lot of donuts over
donuts.
The weekend.
They're good, though.
I know. It's so hard to say no when they're at church and they're free.
free and donut. You had me there. All right, let's talk to our good friend, Dr. Shane Stedman, Integrated Health Systems. Saw Dr. Stedman for a few moments this morning. Went over to get some paperwork to do some blood work here this week. So, good for you, Scott. We're going to see where everything is at and how much I will need him in 2019. So, Dr. Stedman, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you two doing?
We're doing great. We are doing great. Man, I tell you, I've never been in your office when there aren't people in the waiting room, and I was over there fairly early this morning. But, man, everybody is looking to feel better.
Always. Well, that's everybody's goal, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody wants to feel crummy.
Exactly. So, you know, we were talking about, you know, New Year's resolutions and all the things that'll be upcoming. And boy, a lot of people don't even really think about getting that kind of jump start on it. But there can be some really added benefits right now of getting in to see you and getting that new year started off even now. So talk about some of the benefits of how you could help us now.
You know, I was thinking about this over the past few weeks, and one of the struggles that we see is as soon as that new year flips over, you know, then everybody's like, I need to get back in the gym. I need to make an appointment. I need to do this. I need to do that. And it becomes like this, I need to. And then before you know it, like February, March rolls around. And I think we all have great intentions in our New Year's resolutions. But this year, one of the things I was wanting to focus more on is I think people who are looking to get started in January, and I think especially if they want to work with our office and really kind of get a jump start, is I think do the let's get the consultation done now. And I think that's something that I was kind of really looking, and we're talking about this in the office, is like instead of, you know, doing the New Year's consultation and saying, hey, come in and we'll talk and kind of see if we're a good fit and move forward from there. It's like before you get things rock and roll, and it's going to be February.
Mm-hmm.
So this is actually kind of a better time to actually start working on those things, because the gyms are going to be filled up and everybody's on their New Year's resolutions. But we can actually get, you know, blood work started before the end of the year, and we can look what's going on with somebody's health. We can actually do the examination, you know, before the end of the year and get all that data, so that by the time the first of the year rolls around, we have a plan of attack before the first of the year, not starting this process at the first of the year. And that's something I was really thinking, you know, that's a good change.
Yep.
That I think a lot of people would benefit from. And I think we can jumpstart it. So we don't have to do dietary changes right now in December, because nobody wants to do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is something that we're fighting already in the office. You know, everybody's got Christmas cookies, and, you know, I got home last night from, I was lecturing in Michigan all weekend, and I got home last night and my wife and daughter had made like Christmas cookies and reindeer food. And I was like, oh my goodness gracious, you know,
and, Dr. Stedman,
that's everybody else's household.
Oh yeah. Here at the radio station, or me and my husband have two different office Christmas parties this week. So this week we're going to just be stuffing our faces almost every day. And it's like you're saying, Christmas is practically here. It's practically tomorrow. And then New Year's comes before you even realize it. So why not get started now?
Exactly. So I think anybody who's afraid of doing that consultation now and saying, well, they're going to make me change my diet and I got Christmas and Christmas dinner and Christmas parties and Christmas cookies. You know what? Just go enjoy. Just go enjoy your Christmas season. But we can do the consultation right now and we can actually get started on some blood work right now. And we might even be able to get the exam in before that first of the year so that when we start the first of the year, we can hit the ground running.
Right.
And that's what I would love to really for people to kind of wrap their minds around. It's just a different type of thinking.
Sure. And you know, it's really ironic because I did not know we were going to talk on this today. And that was exactly why I came in today to get my blood work going, because I'm like, you know what, if I can get in that mindset a little bit now, and like you say, hey, we're all going to eat some cookies and all going to do some stuff. But if I can get in that mindset now, it's just going to be that extra jump start to where then I'm already in the groove, so to speak. By then.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's probably not good to do the blood work after Christmas because everything is going to look horrible. So maybe it's good to do it right now.
Well, and that's part, you know, Scott's in that right mentality. And that's what I like about you, Dr. Stebman, and Integrated Health Systems is you're not this trendy fad sort of diet where people do it for a month and then they quit. Your whole goal is to help somebody, you know, for the
change
rest of their life.
Yeah.
And it's encouraging in a way because it's so easy to get down on yourself when you have a bad day. But when you're thinking long term of, you know, I'm going to take little steps to get a little better each year and my health is going to improve overall. That's what Integrated Health Systems is there for.
Absolutely. And I think if we, you know, if we're able to work with people at the very beginning of the year, you know, it is easy to put together like an 8-week plan, you know, meaning that, you know, I can even have my nutritionist, you know, Jess, and she's been on the radio show before, mm-hmm. but I can have Jess actually put together a whole entire dietary regime. We can look at blood work. We can discuss proper eating and what to do and focus on some of the weight loss that people want to do or improving your energy or improving your memory or improving your sleep. All those things that we can put together a plan and say, you know what, the hardest part of this is usually January, February, you know, and you have all those stats that come out and talk about how people start something and then they fall off by the third week of January and then like another 90% fall off in February.
Yeah, I mean, everything I've read about New Year's resolutions at the end of every year, and we're going to do shows about them and different things, by Super Bowl Sunday, it's something like in the high 70% have already stopped whatever they decided their January 1.
Exactly. Yeah, so I think if we are able to get a plan together that we can put together that, you know, even that second week of January, because that first week is New Year's Eve and you got all the parties, but say, okay, that second week of January, let's get this party started. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and go from there. And let's go through January and let's go through February, you know, and let's put something together so that by the time March rolls around and spring rolls around, you know, because everybody's wanting to, you know, get ready for spring break and start kind of getting that, you know, God, so far away, but people start talking about that, you know, getting myself ready for the summer for vacation. I want to feel good and do things with my kids, and soccer season starts back up and baseball and lacrosse, and you know, life gets crazy again starting in March.
Yep.
So why not take January and February and let's get things together. And that's kind of a big crux of what I wanted to chat about today, so everybody has something to stew over and think about.
Right. Now, the blood work, and like I say, you offer several different I don't know, panels is the right word, but several different blood programs and everything. Kind of talk about those a minute, and then how do you decide which, what all the things are that you want to test?
You know, I love, my favorite thing to test is more of a comprehensive panel. And you're right, they're actually called panels. So there's some that are very, very comprehensive, and there's some that are pretty comprehensive, but not as much. But the overall term for people who are listening is like that comprehensive panel is really important. So I was in Michigan last week, and I was actually lecturing on blood chemistry. So I'm teaching other doctors, which sounds weird, how to read and evaluate blood chemistry. And one of the things that I kept stressing to them is you have to have the entire panel to look at what's going on with the whole person. So if you just look at the white blood cells, which tells you about your immune system, well, your white blood cells are going to tell you a story about your immune system. But what if your immune system is also involved in your thyroid? Well, you need all the thyroid markers to tell you about the story of your thyroid. You know, so you might have a thyroid issue that the cause is your immune system. But if you don't have those markers, then you don't know what the cause is. And so I really challenge everybody to go back to your doctor and say, I want a complete, comprehensive blood chemistry to look at my body and know exactly what's going wrong. But people don't do that anymore. And so that's one of the things that I think really sets us apart is we look at the entire physiology and we say, okay, how is everything connected with everything? And what does it mean? What's the cause? And how are we going to get this person back to feeling good, sleeping good, great energy, losing weight, more active, happy, you know, all the above. And blood chemistry is a great way to analyze somebody's physiology.
Well, so Dr. Stebbin, let's say for the patient listening right now, you know, they may have gone to their regular doctor and they had blood work done, and the average person doesn't understand what is being tested in the blood work. They have no idea. So maybe they think, oh, I've already had that done. But so what would you say? Well, you better double check because you may not have had X, Y, and Z.
Great. Great question. And so I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, okay, people are driving or listening to the radio. So how do we make this simple? I think the simplest way, because people don't know what a comprehensive blood chemistry is either. So to go tell your doctor is comprehensive, they might say, well, mine is. A comprehensive blood chemistry looks at, here's kind of your big categories. It looks like your kidney function, because your kidneys actually regulate your electrolytes, and they regulate your pH, and they can actually help regulate your blood pressure, you know, along the stuff that the other stuff that the kidney does. So we look at kidney markers. Then we look at gallbladder markers, because they help you break down fat, and they're also part of your detoxification program. Then we look at liver markers, because your liver is your main detox organ, but your liver does, the amount of things your liver does is unbelievable, from storing vitamins, storing blood sugar, to releasing enzymes and a lot of communication that actually clears out some of your brain chemistries too that need to be cleared out. So your liver does a lot of crazy cool things. So kidney, gallbladder, liver, then you look at your blood sugar. You got to look at all your chemistry panels, so like your sodium, potassium, and chloride, and proteins. We look at the entire immune system. We look at the inflammatory system, so like homocysteine, which looks at brain inflammation, CRP, which looks at cardiovascular inflammation, fibrinogen, to tell us if you have a risk of clotting or having strokes, and vitamin D, which vitamin D does a lot of things in the body. Mm-hmm. So when you do a full comprehensive panel, I know at the end of the day what your kidney, liver, gallbladder, digestion, chemistry, immune system, thyroid, vitamin D, and if you're inflamed, and how your heart's going to do, and how your brain is possibly doing.
Okay.
That's a lot of stuff.
That's a lot. So my guess would be that your typical doctor who gives you a typical blood work is not going to check all that stuff. So is it possible that somebody already went to their doctor, they thought, oh, I already took care of that, I got blood work done, but the truth is they actually might have something seriously wrong that just didn't show up?
Absolutely. Or they have something wrong, they never got ran.
Right. They have no idea of that particular aspect because
right.
It wasn't included in the panel. Okay. So right. Here's what I'd say to somebody listening who already got blood work at their regular doctor. Good for you. That was a good start. But you still need to go see Dr. Stedman, preferably before the first of the year, to get this handled. Does that sound right, Dr. Stedman?
Absolutely. And if you had blood work ran by your old doc, in your primary care physician, fantastic. We'll actually use that as well. So we usually ask our patients, bring us your labs. This morning before the office even opened, I spent 45 minutes going through, oh my gosh, pages and pages and pages of blood chemistry that a patient brought in. So I went over all that this morning, you know, working on her case and what was wrong with her and trying to identify all the things that people have done. So I went through all of her blood work, and then the labs that we did, we just compared them and put that into the mix. So even if you've had blood work done, great, bring it in. We'll do a comprehensive panel, and then we'll find out what's wrong with you.
Okay. Yeah, and the nice thing with integrated health systems, too, is you're going to get the time where somebody's actually going to discuss, here's what we found, here's what that might mean, whereas, you know, you might feel a little rushed, like you can't ask all the questions at a typical doctor. So that's why it's so important. Go ahead and call this week. It's Monday. If you're listening live, go ahead and call now. Great way to start the week. 303-781-5617. 303-781-5617. It's a free consultation. Tell them you heard Scott and Marie talking about it, and we'll continue this when we come back.
We'll be right back.
Medicare. There are so many questions. What to enroll in and what coverage will be best for you? Figuring out when to enroll. Where can you go to get all of your questions answered? That's easy. GIA Insurance. Since 1984, Group Insurance Analyst has been helping folks just like you. No gimmicks or fees, just honest help and guidance. Avoiding the most common mistakes in Medicare can make the difference between having good financial and health security or not. Perhaps the biggest mistake you can make is assuming that your health insurance will stay the same when you turn 65. Don't wait. Call the Medicare Help Team at GIA Insurance, 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Or stop by at 9195 West 44th Avenue in Wheat Ridge. GIA Insurance is an official Haystack Help Registered Company and a member of SeniorResourceOfColorado.com.
Got a road trip planned for the holidays or getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. We work with your insurance company, and you can rest assured that your roofing project will be finished on time and on budget. We understand the difficulties and stress that damage to your home's roof can bring. Let the highly trained staff at M4 Roofing and Gutters come out and give you a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project. Call today, 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and HaystackHelp.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Dr. Shane Steadman is our guest. My name is Scott Watley, along with Marie Christine. We are talking a little bit about getting a jump start on those New Year's resolutions. And hey, we're not just talking about dieting. We're just talking about feeling better, getting a handle on your health, so to speak. And right now we're talking about the importance of maybe getting some blood work done with Dr. Steadman's office. And Marie, you brought up a good point during this break.
Oh, yeah. Well, our engineer Charlie was talking, you know, some people, anytime it comes to your health, people tend to focus a little too much on the cost of it, which to me, your health is worth some money, but that's a valid concern. So now what I remember, Dr. Steadman, is that blood work isn't actually too expensive, but, you know, for somebody who's worried about insurance not covering it, oh, I already, you know, I got it done at my regular doctor because insurance covered that, but if I get it done again with a more comprehensive, what would you say to allay people's fears about that?
No, that's great. And I mean, that's probably one of the questions we get asked a lot. What's really fascinating is there's so many different scenarios. So today I was actually doing a consult with a patient, and we were actually talking about blood work. And actually, her previous doc ran really great blood work. So, I mean, it happens every once in a while. So the only thing I kind of wanted to see is I said, I just want to see your thyroid markers because that's kind of all that's really missing. And she said, you know, well, she works for a pretty big oil company, you know, so she said, you know, they cover this 100%. She goes, I've never had to pay money for blood work. I'm like, perfect. Then we'll just use your insurance, you know. So we just ran it through her insurance and she doesn't pay anything. Hmm. You know, you have another person that we have another company that we can use blood work that actually we can utilize their insurance at a very reduced cost. You know, so there's some people that, you know, they might pay 30, 40 bucks for insurance and I can get, or for their blood work, and I can, you know, we can get insurance to pick up the rest of it. And then there's certain people that say, hey, my insurance isn't great, or I have an HSA account, or I don't have insurance. And those patients, we actually have a cash-based insurance plan. Sorry, I keep using insurance and blood work. That we have a cash-based blood work that we can actually use for those patients. And we actually, this is how important we think blood work is. We actually just pass on our cost. So we don't even upcharge it. So exactly what I pay is what we charge people.
Oh, wow.
So that's how important we find the blood work is. And that's not terribly expensive either. So it's interesting, we find that sometimes actually what patients pay in cash for blood work is sometimes still cheaper than their co-insurance.
You're kidding.
That they would pay. No. So blood work isn't always expensive, and it doesn't have to be expensive, but it's hard to say exactly what it would be because everybody's insurance tends to be different. And some people have it, some people don't. Some people work for really big companies. You know, some people like me, you know, we're self-employed, so we have our own insurance. So everybody is so incredibly different. So that's where the consultation is fantastic because we get to sit down with somebody for free. So it doesn't cost anything to sit down with us. And, you know, and we can say, okay, what is wrong with you? You know, here's how we can help. And here's what I want for blood work. And then kind of based on your insurance or where you're at, then we can find out, okay, this seems to be the best cost that we can find. And we'll just tell you what that is. So, you know, it's not high pressure. We're not scary. Just come and do a consultation and we'll find out, is it a good fit? And then always people want to know how much it's going to cost. So we'll tell you how much the blood work will cost. And if it works, great. And if it doesn't, then great as well. You know, we just want people to get better. So the consultation is really that opportunity to find out how much blood work can cost.
Yes. Yeah. And don't be afraid. I mean, don't be afraid to ask those questions. Mm-hmm. Sometimes talking about money is a little uncomfortable because you feel bad, but Dr. Steadman and all the people who work there are very nice.
Yep.
They're going to explain it to you. They're not going to be afraid of that question. So yeah, it doesn't hurt. Just do the consultation and find out. Just ask what it's going to cost. And it sounds like, Dr. Steadman, from what you're saying, sometimes it's almost better to not go through your insurance because you might get a better deal paying cash. Am I understanding that right?
You're exactly right.
Well, that's what I did. I went over there today, paid them for it, got my form, and you know, you don't even have to go in to do it, but I just want to go by and see them. But I just went in, paid for it, and then I'll go by and do it at my convenience at a, you know, LabCorp place, whatever. And
easy.
They'll call me when they get the results, and we're good.
Yeah, it is super easy, and that's why we try to make this as painless on patients as possible because, you know, what we find is, you know, people are struggling. You know, they got brain fog. memory issues, concentration, focusing, depression, anxiety, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, you know. And so if you make this really complex and overwhelming, mm-hmm. it is so hard on a person. But if we say, look, this is how much it is, we'll print it off, give them your vein, give them the piece of paper, and then we'll get the results in like 2-3 days. Like, it is not, don't make it any more hard than it needs to be. And yeah. then, you know, then we can schedule the exam. We get you set up. We'll walk you through that process, you know. And then at the end of the day, you know, I think when people kind of know what's wrong with them, and I think all of us as human beings, we kind of want to know what's a plan. You know, is there a game plan to get me better? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if I can say, here's a game plan to get you better, here's what we're going to do, and not make it scary, you know, I think that's really great for people. So but that's why the consultation is a great way just to get to know who we are.
Absolutely. Real quick question here. Does the blood work, is that always the window to show you things? Or sometimes can the blood work come back and it fits in ranges, but yet you still find through some examinations there still may be some kind of issue?
Yes and no. Here's what's kind of fascinating about blood work is that there are lab ranges. So everybody's used to looking at their blood work and they see these ranges for labs. And I'm going to use something like blood sugar. So the range for blood sugar is 65 to 99. Now, a lot of people don't know necessarily what that means as far as the numbers go, but it's a really big range. And there's another set of ranges, and they call them functional ranges. And functional ranges are 85 to 99, so they're much smaller. And what we find is that a lot of people that go, man, I have to eat like every hour or I just can't function, they will show up normal on a blood chemistry that their doctor runs. But if you look at the functional ranges, you find out they're actually on the low side. You know, they're not very low, but they're low enough that they constantly have to eat to maintain their energy or focus. So we use functional ranges to identify that. And then back to your point, there are other things during the exam that can tip us off to what's going on physiologically, like your heart rate and your blood pressure and your skin. You know, is it super dry? Your nails, are they brittle? Do they crack easily? Is your hair really dry? Are your eyebrows thinning out? You know, so there's actually a bunch of other things during the examination that gives us an idea of how your health is.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll get mine back and we'll kind of go through some of those ranges and see what all, because I think it's, you know, because like you say, the ranges sometimes can vary. And, you know, I would assume that, you know, some doctors just look at that and say, hey, if it's in the range, you're okay. But if it's in the low range or the high range, but yet still in that box, so to speak, some people may not look at it and they need to, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the patient I was going over the blood work this morning, her blood sugar, the range is 65 to 99, and she was 67. So they told her she was normal.
Yeah.
But that's pretty low if you think about it, all the way up to 99.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I was 67 or you're 67, we would all be a little bit dizzy. And if we stood up too quickly, we'd feel like we're going to pass out.
Mm. All right. Hey, great information. Get that jump start today. Don't wait till New Year's. I promise you, you'll feel better. 303-781-5617. 303-781-5617. Integrated Health Systems, integratedhealthdenver.com. So, Dr. Stedman, thanks so much, and I'll be seeing you here soon.
Thanks, Ed.
All right. Marie, thank you.
Always good to be here.
And thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Once again, check out our website, haystackhelp.com. And our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.